All right, folks, welcome back to Pressure Creates Kings, where we dive deep into the mental armor that makes us unstoppable. Today, we're tackling something heavy, something real, something that eats at all of us from time to time. Shame and guilt. Ever felt like those sneaky shadows just followed you around? You know that feeling when you make a mistake and it feels like the weight of the world is crushing you? Yeah, we've all been there. Shame and guilt can be these heavy burdens, but guess what? We're not powerless against them. Here's the deal. Shame tells us we are flawed, fundamentally broken. It whispers in our ear that we're not good enough, worthy enough, or lovable enough. Guilt, on the other hand, is about actions. It says we mess up, did something wrong. While both can be painful, understanding them is the first step to breaking free. First takeaway. Shame thrives in secrecy. It loves hiding in the shadows, making us feel isolated and alone. Talking about it, owning our mistakes, that's how we start shame of its power. Sharing with a trusted friend, family member, or even a therapist can be incredibly liberating. Second, guilt is a signal. It might sting, but it's often telling us something important. Maybe we need to apologize, make amends, or change our behavior. Instead of drowning in it, use that guilt as fuel for growth. Learn from your mistakes and move forward with intention. Third, remember this. Perfection isn't the goal. We're all human. We stumble, we fall, we mess up. It's part of being alive. Trying to chase some impossible ideal just sets us up for failure and more shame. Aim for progress, not perfection. Celebrate your wins, big and small, and learn from the stumbles along the way. Fourth, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend struggling with shame or guilt. Avoid harsh self-criticism. Talk to yourself kindly, acknowledge your feelings without judgment, and remember that you are worthy of love and forgiveness, even when you make mistakes. Finally, focus on what you can control. You can't change the past, but you can choose how you respond to it. Focus on taking positive actions in the present moment. This might involve seeking support, making amends, or simply choosing to be kinder to yourself. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're prepping for an important presentation at work. You've been putting in the hours, studying the material, and practicing your delivery. But then disaster strikes. You accidentally send the wrong version of your slides, the one with outdated information and embarrassing typos. You feel your stomach drop. Shame creeps in, whispering that you're incompetent, unprepared, a failure. Guilt gnaws at you for making such a careless mistake. This feels like the end of the world, right? But here's where it gets interesting. How do you respond to this situation? Do you let shame and guilt paralyze you, or do you take control? You could choose to panic, hide from everyone, and pretend this never happened. Or you can breathe, acknowledge your mistake, send a quick apology email explaining the mix-up, and reassure everyone that you'll have the correct version ready in time. You might even use this as an opportunity to learn from your error, perhaps by implementing a double-check system for future presentations. T. You're not defined by that one mistake. Your worth isn't tied to perfection. By owning your error, apologizing sincerely, and taking steps to prevent it from happening again, you show resilience and courage. You turn this potentially disastrous situation into an opportunity for growth and learning. So remember, shame and guilt are powerful forces, but they don't have to control us. By understanding them, talking about them, practicing self-compassion, and focusing on what we can control, we can break free from their grip and emerge stronger than ever. Now, I want to hear from you. Have you had a time when shame or guilt threatened to overwhelm you? How did you handle it? Share your story in the comments below. Let's create a community of support and strength together. And remember, folks, pressure creates kings. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast, leave us a review, and spread the word about Pressure Creates Kings. We'll be back tomorrow with another episode packed with insights and inspiration to help you build your mental armor. Keep it real out there, kings.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.